Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. Well, today, I got absolutely jack shit planned. I have absolutely nothing. Because right now, I'm in the middle of doing research on some topics that I hopefully will be ready by next week for me to talk about. usually when things are slow going, I just trying to find topics to talk about, you know, is hard because, you know, you gotta do your research, you gotta understand them. Hell, today we're just gonna be doing open discussion, whatever you guys want to talk about. Guys want to call in? No. We got Maggot up in the chat room. Maggot, why don't you call in, Maggot? Wait. Can he call it? Can you call in to talk to you, Maggot? It is John Warrington up in the chat room. You know. Let me try to do this thing. Wait, Maggot, are you on Skype? I'll just call. Let me just call in to talk to you with Skype so that way I can patch it in and then do this thing. And in fact, I'll end up calling a whole bunch of other people to help me with today's broadcast. That's it. Louis calling you. In fact, I might have to call Benny Carnero. Goddamn Benny Carnero. Yep. Fuck. See, I hate calling TalkShoe through Skype because it doesn't TalkShoe just doesn't connect well with Skype. There we go. Alrighty. Alrighty, so now whoever wants to call me, feel free to call me, and I will just add you to the call, and on Skype. So guys, feel free to call me on Skype, and I will add you onto the show. My Skype account is Crotch Shot Radio. Alright, first thing I wanted to talk about was, since Christy had Laura Eisenhower on, Hottie extraordinaire, a nice 10. I would sniff her ass like a cocker spaniel. Just kidding. Well, half kidding. Only half kidding. Oh, Maggot, call again, you jerk off. You didn't let me. Gotta fuck it. Let me add Maggot to the call. There we go. So now all Maggot has to do is pick up, man. Maggot!
Yeah, get it.
Mr. John Warrington, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi. So, how what happened?
I had it on playback, you know, it was like playing the live stream as well, so it was like getting a bit of delay.
Oh,
so I was thinking twice.
Oh, so you bait, yeah. It's like, please lower your computers before calling. So what's up? I got absolutely nothing. I got nothing planned today. Actually, let me get through this one. This one thing I got. Eisenhower's worst fears have been realized. Remember that speech President Eisenhower said that we must guard against the military industrial complex?
Yeah.
Well.
It's breaking up slightly. So I'm trying to keep track of what he's saying. It's all right. I'm closing stuff.
Yeah. Oh goodness. What kind of internet you got? Do they got Walmart?
Do they got Walmarts in the
UK?
We got Morrison.
Okay, is that owned by Walmart?
No. It's all right now. It's all right. I closed everything down except for Skype.
Okay. All right. So why you have low bandwidth or something?
No, it was just like downloading like loads of shit in the background.
Oh well.
It's only illegal to some people.
Oh.
Oh.
Aha.
So you said you got an amazing show planned and all that sort of stuff.
I got absolutely jack shit planned for Friday, and usually I would do prank calls. But since I have a whole bunch of people that are trying to shut me down, they'll just complain to TalkShoe that he's doing prank calls. You gotta stop him. The guys at ITS try to shut me out. Oh, I'm cutting out really bad.
In the chat room, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Jesus.
I know. It's like I might have bad reception here because we got a party going on in the house.
No, you're coming in clear. It's just people that are listening. They can't. I think they're saying they're cutting out. I don't know how to fix it.
You're breaking up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, all these poor spies, you know, GCHQ, they're all listening in on to all the conversations going on in the house, because we've got a house party, and so that was obviously interfering, I thought, but
yeah,
perhaps they just, like, hide piggybacking on your line. Who knows? They've got to justify their job somehow.
It always happens. It always happens. There's always, you know, they always fuck with my, they always futz with my show. It's the Skype. It's coming in hard.
Is it the Skype? Because I can't even get TalkShoe working at all. I mean, yeah. I tried it with the X-Lite, and I installed it as they said, and I went through the whole process and just wasn't accepting it. It was saying it was like, can't accept this account or something.
I just, I was just, clicked the stream, and it's, you know, I was just listening to the stream just now, and it sounds clear, so... Okay, I'm going to try listening again, and feel free to talk. And go.
Alrighty, it's like 3 in the morning here. Oh, it's always so much fun over here in England. You wouldn't believe it. Yes, you must all come over here immediately. It's like the headquarters of the New World Order, apparently. Yeah. But I imagine every country thinks it is.
How the whores on Piccadilly Circus?
That's London, isn't it? Yeah. I haven't been to that area of London, I don't think. No, you're sounding better now for the moment, but it could be one of those things where it just breaks up in a second. It's holding.
It's Skype. It's fucking Skype. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else to do because Jesus, I don't know. Crimey.
Yeah. Everything's got a little bit lame though. I mean, like the truth boom was always a joke anyway.
It is totally because I got this comment on the video that exposes Luke Rakowski. Mm-hmm. And someone says you're just jealous of him. Luke is the man, and all this, all that junk. I'm like, oh goodness, can I? And I just hear the slurping sounds as someone takes Luke Rakowski's manhood into their mouths.
And
slurps on it like it's ice cream. It's like, oh Luke, I'm like, come on, dude.
It's usually
the people that their profiles there are not filled out. They don't show who they are. They hide behind their anonymity.
They're the ones
that are trying to they're the ones that are talking garbage.
I know it's all a load of crap anyway because They're just really sort of like, oh, they might be like ex-CIA or whatever, trying to get back into the firm or whatever, you know? And just that two-bit nobodies, and that's part of the reason they don't have any of their details completed, because they've done it on such a knee-jerk way. You know, it's like, oh, I've got to get in my back into a government job, or, you know, they didn't really want to sack me. And, because as people don't really count for shit that much, you know.
I just love the hider. I like the people that they come, they attack me, they attack the show, yet they hide behind their anonymity. Like this guy right here, Vipint 5. You're a bunch of fucking haters. Luke is a man, and you guys suck balls. Fuck out of here with this shit. So I respond in Louis B. fashion. And you're a follower, even with the evidence put in front of you. How can you call yourself a truther? I bet you wouldn't say this to my face. So troll, stay hiding, and when the shit hits the fan, try not to turn in real American truthers while living on your knees. It's proven Luke stole money. It's proven that proven from his ex that he stole the group from a real truther, Dan Wallace, after his mysterious death. So keep deifying someone you don't know. And that seems to be the issue here. I mean, all these people in the 9/11 truth movement, they deify humans. They're deifying other human beings. Just because they have a few videos up, and those videos get a few thousand hits, and they yell at Jesus Christ. Oh goodness, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we're having technical difficulties. Skype fucked it up. I guess I can't do the Skype thing and the X-Lite thing. Yeah. Goodness, and I was having a good conversation with Maggot. Didn't realize TalkShoe disconnected. Ugh. So yeah, basically just lost. So yeah. Okay, I got the first half. Wait, I think I got the first half of the show. So I'm just gonna end up having to piece it together and yeah. So damn it! I hate when this happens. Look, I'm going to take a quick break while I gather my, while I rally. So, this is My Beloved Tragedy with their song, Sanctuary.
say it started, but who are you coming to my sanctuary? Speaking of this love, it is so arbitrary. Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your talks of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me now? So are you looking at me? Am I the only man that you wanted to see? Will you take your leave with the calm of the breeze or weather? A storm solely just you and me. Now please hold me tightly, hold me gently. Rain is falling, darkness ending. Recite to me words of magic, so my ending's not so tragic. But will you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Will you hold me upright when my strength's diminished? Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your talks of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me
My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary. Oh goodness, I cannot. Oh goodness, let me just get over this. I don't give a fuck about Poker Face. I am not a big fan of Poker Face music. I'm sorry. That music is just Yeah, I'm sorry. When it comes to truth and music, I'm just like knocked up. Like, and really, I spoke to Mike Gnar. I mean, he just plays their music because, I mean, some, like, 10 people like them. Because 10 people like them, and that's why they play their music, so, on Polygraph Radio. But even Mike Gnar told me that I think they suck. I think Poker Face sucks. So, yeah, Christy, you wouldn't know good music if a bitchin' ass. I mean, well, you like that frilly, frou-frou, fucking lighthearted fucking shit. I need something that has hate in it. I need some music that has anger in it. I don't give a shit. So what? Freaking Luke Rakowski and Jim Stack are on the Southern Poverty Law Center list, and that just proves that they're shills. That could mean the same thing. How come you're not on the ADL list, Christy? Aren't you equally as a threat? Okay. Come on. Don't be putting... Look, I'm doing a radio show and you're fucking... Come on. They're after you, but you're not on their list, Christy. Because you're not a shill. ADL, I'm not on the ADL... Yeah, no, I'm not on the ADL list. What the fuck? I talk shit about Jews a lot, too, nowadays. It's hilarious. Anyways, yeah, no, Oh, crap. Yeah, a friend of mine just tried to hook me up with this chick, and she's cute and all. Unfortunately, she has a kid, a 6-year-old daughter. I don't know how to deal with that. I've dated chicks with kids before, and it's been a disaster. I mean, she's probably listening right now, and I'm probably just blew it, but oh well. I mean, sometimes you gotta shoot yourself in the foot a couple times. You know, I mean, the reason why I will never, ever, ever date a single mother, I mean, you already know their stance on abortion. They won't have one. You know, I don't want to risk paying child support for a kid that ain't even mine. Her kids will always be number one in their life, and do you really want to take it second place to a woman's kids? I don't think so. And why support? And I don't want to end up again. I don't want to end up supporting another man's mistake. I mean, how do you know she's not looking for a support figure or someone to support her financially? You know, and really, the odds are stacked against me because I mean, it's not like I could be able to get romantic with this chick because oh, my daughter, fuck, and kids get in the way. Kids get in the way of shit, and you know, really, you can't have a successful relationship because kids get in the way. They do. You know, and sometimes, and a lot of times, you know, single parent families where the woman is the main provider. I mean, with Christy excluded, of course. Chris, you know. Yeah, later, Vanilla. Louis, the Puerto Rican version of Gene Simmons. And my tongue is just as good. Boop! You know what? Christy with her goddamn fucking videos. Christy, they're not cute. The videos are just not fun. The videos are not fun. Not fun. Not fun whatsoever. I'm not a fan of the videos. They were a chore to watch. They were a chore to watch. I'm just saying. I know it's harsh. I know it was harsh for me to say that. It's just, I'm like, okay. I get it. I'm not into cute. I'm sorry. I'm not into cuteness. I'm a guy. Guys are not into cute unless it's a cute pussy. That's it. And by pussy, I mean the woman's the woman's body part. The derogatory form of the derogatory term for vagina. Yeah, James Byrne says, only part I agree with is them putting their kids first could be worse. She could have two kids. If she's cute, at least go on a date. Maybe you two might click. And it's possible that her kid isn't a deep... Look, I'm not doing the single-parent families anymore, James. I can't do that. All right with the videos in the damn chat room, Christy. Wait, only a demon wouldn't find joy in that. Fuck you, Louie, you hater. Yeah, alright then, I'm a demon, alright? Are you happy I admitted it? I'm a demon. Why don't you call in if you got a big old mimi's mouth? Damn it, I hate having to freaking read and free. I'm not talking to a goddamn typing. Call in if you're such a badass, Kirsty. You won't call in because you're not a badass. You know you won't. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, some of them aren't nice, but I've been screwed up, you know. I mean, look, I'm just looking to get laid. And you can't really hook up with a chick that has a kid. You know, now I have this chick, she's like, oh, why not you, I have this chick that tried to hook me up, and I just told her she already has a kid, I can't do nothing with it. And she's like, oh, you could just be friends. I already have so many women that are my friends that won't sleep with me. Yeah, let's just add one more that wants all my goddamn time, that wants me to constantly call them, that gets pissed off if I don't call. You know, I only call my friends about once, my guy friends only about once a month. Once a month. In fact, they call me. You know. Okay, let me see if she called in. No, you didn't call in, Christy. When you gonna call in, Christy? All Miss Badass over there. All right, with the damn... Ah, hell. With the damn videos. Add you. You call in. I don't see you there. Hey, let me refresh the damn thing. Let me refresh TalkShoe. Because I'm not doing the damn Skype thing again because I can't, you know. Because it crashes this and then it bumps me off of TalkShoe. I can't. So, that's just another thing with me. Another chick that, like, oh, you could just be her friend. Why waste the time? I mean, it gets to a point where you have, you know, if you have a whole bunch of female friends, just having one more is just a waste of damn time. It's like, all right, you know, I have all these friends. They don't want to do me. Okay, that's good for the old ego. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not gonna be a dick there, though. You know, that'd just be messed up. Again, Christy, you're not calling in? You're not gonna call in, Krusty? No! I can't call in with Skype. Yeah, just change over. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. While you're doing that, let me take another break. I'm going to play this song again from My Beloved Tragedy. Wait. Oh, okay, you're calling from the cell. All right, good. I'll wait for you then. I'll wait for you to pop up. And we'll discuss this. Thank you. At least something that's funny. Thank you, Foxhound, for changing it around. Jesus, if you're going to post a video, at least post something that's funny. Just... You know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just telling my friend that I'm just going to disappear. And I'm just saying, she's cute. Let some other sucker have her and pay her bills. All right. Let me see if she called in. Ah, okay. Christy.
All right, Louie. All right. Let's talk about this seriously, because I'm hearing a lot of assumptions and judgments here. And, of course, the last one you said was, well, I'm not, you know, going to go pay her bills. Let someone else do it. I'm just wondering how many women you pay their bills for.
None.
And why you think that's a precursor to date women.
None, because, I mean, look, you've known me for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
the scenarios that you talk about have never even happened to you. Yet you're so fearful of them, and you act like that's all women do, and that's why I'm never going to date a woman who has kids, or I'm never going to date a woman who lives in this area. I'm never going to date a woman who believes such and such.
Christy, you're lying, because I dated a woman with a kid. And I even talked about it.
But there wasn't a scenario going on there, didn't she like women?
What happened?
Didn't she like women?
No, she did not like women. No, it wasn't. That was the other one. She didn't have a kid. She was just bisexual. She was bisexual.
So then this one was the one that was still married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, perhaps you need to look at your choices. I mean, why would you date a married woman to begin with?
I didn't know she was still...
This. Instead of banning all mothers, why don't you ban...
You know what? I can't let her talk over me. She's going to ask questions and then just keep going and go, Christy, if we're going to have a conversation, just let me talk. Let me answer, because you like to steamroll, and that's how you win the debate, by not doing anything. So I'm going to unmute you.
It's your responsibility.
And she just didn't hear. And she just didn't hear a damn word I just said. She asked me a question, and then she just tries to stream. Christy?
Oh boy, Louie, you're doing that for a reason.
We're gonna take turns.
Okay, so I'm asking you this. This is what I'm suggesting.
Okay, if you're gonna ask me a question,
why don't you look at what you did? You dated a married woman, so why don't you ban married women, not women who have children?
All right. First of all, I didn't know she was married until I met her for the date. And then she informed me that she was still with her. They were separated at the time.
Still married.
Yeah, I know that. Well, she still told me. That's when she informed me. But she told me she was getting a divorce because that her husband didn't want to be with her anymore, and was living with his girlfriend.
Okay, so she had one bad date with one married woman with children. So wait.
And also before then, 5 years, well, 6 years ago, I dated a woman with a kid, and then she, after 1 month of dating, and she was single, and you know, she wasn't married to anybody. But after 1 month, I go to visit her, and she points to me with her daughter and saying, "Look, look, Jerry Lynn, your new daddy.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you dated two women with children, is that right?
Yes.
How many women have you dated without children?
Six.
In your whole life?
Yeah, I know, I'm not that good.
Okay, so, I mean, and it didn't work out with those other six, it didn't work out with those two. So, I mean, I don't think it's the children.
Yeah, no, chicks are crazy.
Yes, we are, but so, I mean, yeah. Everyone's crazy, and anyone who denies that is crazy.
Look, if I bled from my cock, I would go nuts, too.
Okay, well, yes, I do that every night. I'm working on it, though. But, yeah. I mean, what I'm suggesting here, Louis, is that perhaps it isn't the fact that a woman has a child. Perhaps, you know, we're not making the right choices. You know, married women should be off limits, and that's just the way it is. I mean, would you want... If a married woman or someone you, a potential date, is going to date you while they're married, let's say you take them away. Let's say you whisk them away and woohoo, you get married. Do you think you're really going to live happily ever after? Or are you going to think, wait a minute, she cheated on her last husband with me while she was married. What's she doing with me?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe we can make better choices. So,
I'm not okay.
Children, and I wasn't looking for a daddy or someone to do things for me, and I'm still not. I mean, I'd like a partner, you know, if it happened, but it's not, you have to, you know, it's not about the things that you talk about on the show, and not all women are like that. In fact, I would say that zero women are like that, because they're not women to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, look, the way I'm thinking about it is this. As a man, this is going to sound selfish, but really, really it isn't. Because if you're dating a woman with kids, you're not going to be the full you're not going to have her full focus, because she has to worry about her kids. And if
she
doesn't...
Are you going to give a woman your full focus?
Yes, of course.
Oh, come on.
And I have.
You're not going to work. You're not going to do your show. You're not going
family. No, that's not what I meant. In the relationship, when you're with her, you want to have your undivided attention, and you're going to give her your...
Well, I'm telling you, I'm a mother, and yes. I guarantee the few dates that I did go on, my attention was right where I was at.
And Christy, you're the exception to the rule, but that doesn't make the rule invalid.
Because you only dated eight women, so how would you know what the rule is?
Because
eight women out of how many billion?
Because look, because this is all accepted fact. This is all common knowledge, because A, my father told me don't date chicks with kids. Even my mother told me don't date.
Okay, so you're going to listen to their conditioning. Now, what about your dad's girlfriend? Did she have children? And didn't somebody date your mom? She had children. So why do the rules only apply to certain people at certain times?
Again, they're the exception to the... Well, look, the chick... The chick that my dad's dating is fucking nuts. And that's just proving my point. Wait,
okay, nine women. Woohoo.
So, I mean, I don't know why it worked with my mom and my stepfather, but that's besides the point.
Okay, well, it seems like there's a double standard here.
Oh, there is, of course.
Okay, and you know what the bottom line is, though? I mean, we can go in circles all day, and you're still not going to accept your responsibility or the fact that you do not have as much experience as you would like us to think that you do. I mean, right, because you did admit that you've only dated eight women. So it's impossible for you to judge an entire gender, okay? And the fear that you're living in, thinking, oh, I mean, Louie, come on, let's face it. You've never paid any woman's bills. No woman ever said, hi, pay my rent, or do this, or do that. So you're already talking yourself out of meeting people. that, you know, what you really, when you got honest, you said, well, all right, let's just face it, I want to get laid.
Yeah, I do. I mean, look. Of course, if I'm gonna be in a serious relationship with a chick, I want that to happen. But that cannot happen with a kid there.
Of course not. And it's certainly not going to happen your first time going out. If in fact you do, I mean, if you are looking for a relationship, if you're looking for just sex, then be honest and say, "Hey, baby, you're hot. I just want to get laid. That's cool."
That's just stupid to say, because no woman just goes for that. Like, hey, let's just fuck.
Okay,
no,
so
woman.
You'd rather lie and deceive them and break their heart?
Yes.
Okay, well then obviously you don't want to. I mean, you like this divide. You like this hate and blame between men and women.
No, but that's the thing. It wasn't me that started it. It was the feminist movement. It's the feminist movement
You can blame the feminist movement. I mean, we can all blame someone or something, okay? I can blame men just as easily as you can blame all women.
I don't blame all women. I'm just, I said something specific, the feminist movement. It's because of the feminist movement,
okay,
guys
then,
like me.
This?
Let
it's
me finish.
A,
okay, I gotta, you know, really, really, Christy. See, this is why I have to mute you, because if you don't let me finish a point, you just jump right in, and I just, you know, come on, let me finish a damn point here. I mean, it's because of the feminist movement, guys like me have to defend ourselves and basically have to come up with rules like don't date chicks with kids, because many men before me, after me, have had problems. And with women abusing guys' trusts with this, in this way. So, I mean, there you go. There you go. And now she's typing, type, type, clack, clack.
Do you think men don't abuse women's trust?
Okay, well, I'm talking from a male point of view, because, look, I've never been a woman, and I've never been abused by a man, so I wouldn't know what it's like. I have been abused by women because I dated women. Because I dated women, I've been abused by women. Growing up in junior high school, I used to get my ass kicked, scratched, my nuts kicked in, because I was the fat kid, and that's how girls proved to their boyfriends that they weren't attracted to me.
Okay.
And I never, and I, and to this day,
because I was skinny and I looked like a dude.
Okay. Again, but you're talking about. But again, Christy, you're talking from your life experience. I'm talking from my life.
I'm talking from actually a global perspective, one that is all encompassing and not seeking to divide or blame. I mean, how long can we do this? You want to blame the feminist movement? Fine. And you know what? I agree with you. I don't like the feminist movement at all. But, you know, we could go back and blame the patriarchal structure. How many thousands of
years?
Okay,
well, again, you're not getting the point, Christy.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Where does it end? When do we stop the blame game? When do we stop pointing fingers and take responsibility and, you know, not settle? What's wrong with waiting for what you really want? And if you really do just want someone to have sex with, look, there's people all the time that want to do that. Just go to your local watering hole or go to Craigslist. If that's all you truly want, then get that.
Oh,
if you want a relationship, the rules are a little different.
Have you seen Craigslist hoes nowadays? Jesus Christ.
No, sweetie, I haven't. I'm sorry.
You gotta take a look, man. There's some skeezers there. They look like used condom, man. You don't want to mess with them chicks on Craigslist no more. The quality of woman on Craigslist has gone down immensely.
Okay, so go to the local bar. I mean, whatever. There's so, you know, I'm just perceiving here that you really don't want a relationship, that you do want to continue to promote the divide and blaming, instead of taking each woman or man or whoever you meet in your life, taking them as an individual. Because, Lily, I know, even the way you talk here, you want love, you want to feel accepted, just like everyone else, okay? So why don't you just accept that, but be honest with yourself, okay? Be honest with yourself. If you want your sex,
a guy like me can't afford the love. If love is too expensive.
Okay, here we go with all women can be bought. And once again, my argument to that is no woman can be bought.
Yeah, okay,
is not a woman to begin with. And any
okay,
man
Christy,
trying
okay,
to
Christy,
buy
that's
a woman,
why, that's why,
a
that's,
woman that can be
that's
bought.
That's why almost everyone agrees with my point. I've told this to...
Yeah,
yes, yes. On this, Christy, because even women that I told this to says, oh, wait a minute, that's true. I wouldn't date a guy unless they had this such and such qualities.
Okay, well, that's them. Okay?
But Christy, I even brought up the point.
Love is something that happens, and it doesn't even matter if it's a homeless person, if it's a paper boy, if it's
again,
a radio
host,
you
know,
if it's a physicist, people fall in love.
You never let me finish.
That's not true.
That is true. You never let me finish. You just
never.
Talk over me. You always
never.
Talk over me. You always talk
okay.
over me.
Always.
You always talk over me because I'm trying to make a point, and it's like, damn, all right.
But you're not listening because you're interrupting mine, so...
Because okay.
You just set yourself up. You just said, I don't have enough money to buy a woman. Why would you want to buy a woman like a piece of property to begin with?
No, I said I can't afford love.
Okay, well then you're confusing sex with love.
I can't... No. To fall in love. To actually fall in love. I don't have the time to wait for that to happen. I mean, what? I'm just gonna be paying, going out, taking her out for her to realize I'm the right guy. Come on.
Well, that's not, you know.
Look, it's a gamble. Dating women is a gamble. Dating women is a gamble because at any point she could just leave, and you're left. And what do you have to show for it? Nothing.
So it sounds like what you really need to work on here, Louis, is your fear of abandonment.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well,
again,
I date women.
You always say, oh, well, men do that too. You know what?
Go to the view with that bullshit.
Go to the view with that bullshit and bash men there.
I don't want to bash men. I want you to get real and realize that we're all, if somebody has to be blamed, we're all to blame. We all do that. Men, women alike.
I'm not blaming anything, but you know, can you at least agree with me that there are some women who are just downright evil and take advantage of men?
Absolutely, there's a lot
of them. There's a lot, like you said.
Women, it doesn't mean all.
I didn't say all women. No.
Okay, Louis. Okay, no. I hope you listen to your
Even in the all women can be bought. In fact, let me explain my philosophy without interruption.
Do I have to hear it again and pretend it's the first time?
No, because there are other people that haven't heard. There are new people in the chat room. You know, the world doesn't revolve around you, even though as much as you think it does.
Oh, don't lie. You know it does.
Yeah, whatever. you're the alpha and the omega. My philosophy is, sir, a woman can be bought no matter what, whether it is with money, good looks, a good personality, you know, those three things. I mean, I'll find the article later. Let me just put the article up.
There. Okay, I understand. Let me ask you this, because I don't understand entirely. So where do these books come from? Naturally.
It's, you know, whoever's
from
naturally.
God?
I don't. Where? Well, whoever.
Where do
specific talents and personality traits come from? There you go. I put the article in the chat room.
Okay, so where
basically my argument, let me okay, let me ask you this question.
You can't answer a question with a question.
Yeah, well, you do it all the time, so.
Okay. I'm trying to make a point here. So you're saying that women can be bought with that, and you put affect, sex, affection, gratitude, etc., and people, women can be bought either by money or by good looks or by personality types or talents. And, you know, it's funny because all of those things come from God. So is God purposefully trying to deceive women into selling out to charming good looks? I mean, come on. There's attraction, and yes, there's people. I know women personally who said, well, I would never date a paper boy or a restaurant worker, you know, things like that. I would never date this type of guy, or he has to make this kind of money. I know people like that, and to me, it just feels really constricting and limiting, because they'll never see the beauty in what life has to offer in the fullness of its creation, okay? And if one wants to limit themselves, that's fine. They have their price to pay. That's their own path. You know,
that was another one of my dreams.
Huh? Excuse me?
I have to pick up a bunch of walnuts.
Okay, so interrupt my train of thought with really stupid sound clips. Okay, all right, well, I see how you are. So you're not interested in anything other than buying a woman. And you know, then jumping on your show and complaining about it because all women are the same, and you know because you dated eight whole women in your entire life. Come on, Louie.
Hmm. Okay, my turn. The point of that is, look, Christy, you have a type of guy that you're attracted to, correct?
None of my exes look the same. None of them. Some of them have the same background, but you know, I've dated everything from billionaires to paper boys. They don't look the same.
Yeah, but each one of them.
Some are blonde, some are brunette, some are brown, some are green. I mean, you know, they're from different countries. They're from different backgrounds. So no, I don't go after a certain type. I go for where spirit leads and where I feel a strong connection. That's where my heart goes. And no amount of money, no amount of offerings or diamonds or gold or cars or whatever can break that. Okay, that's not going to distract me. It never has and never will. And in my opinion, that's how all women operate, okay? Because love is not this material type, you know, what you're trying to turn it into. Okay, it's of God, and God does not, you know, trick people into selling out because of good looks. I mean, people do that. That's their
own choice. It's not just that. It's not just that, because you were attracted to each one of them for a good reason. For a specific reason, you were attracted to each one of them for a specific reason.
It was my heart. I didn't know the reason. Come on, when you fall for someone, how many people know? It's like you're constantly asking yourself,
why are you so angry right now?
I'm not. I'm laughing. I'm trying to explain to you. I mean, I know if I fall for someone, I'm questioning, What is it about this person? So that's
because
not
look
true.
in my personal experience with I do have many female friends. They've been attracted to guys for their good looks, big penis, a broad shouldered, stuff like that. As shallow as that, or they have money, You know, they have
okay,
money.
Okay, good for them.
Let me finish. Wait, whoa. Let me finish. Calm down, Skippy. Okay?
You're confusing things here.
Yeah, no. And then there were those girls that were, that they started dating a guy because they were just genuinely a nice guy. So my theory is that a woman, you know, she is bought it by specific categories that attract her to a guy. So
okay.
they you know,
what about
I'm
you,
just...
Louis? What attracts you to a female?
And yes, it does work the other way around. So I know what you're trying to get. Yes, it does work the other way around. I do, you know, if a woman had a certain traits, yes, I'm pretty much, you know, selling myself for a girl with those types of traits. See,
okay,
my,
but see, that's not how love works. You're in that material societal
that
divide
is,
where you just said you are going to turn up the charm, you're going to go after, and sell yourself. You use the word sell yourself. You
yeah,
don't, I'm suggesting
you do sell
you
yourself.
Sell
you
yourself.
Are selling yourself.
You need to be yourself, and
yeah,
that
you
is
are,
how you
by
find
being,
true love. You're not listening
you sell
to me.
You sell yourself. You sell yourself You sell yourself when you go on an interview in order to get the job. You sell yourself in order to get the girl. You sell yourself.
And then 2 weeks later, the girl finds out you're not the man you represented, and then you have a ton of trouble.
That's not entirely
anyone
true.
Anyone who's trying
because...
to put on a mask or a costume or sell themselves
no,
to anyone
no, you, again,
is not going to get
just...
what they're looking for.
Again, you're getting it wrong. Because I'm not saying lie. I didn't say lie. I'm saying
okay,
good qualities.
I'll tell you what.
I
am me always. And if you're trying to sell yourself for love, you're not going to find love. So why don't you be yourself?
I am being myself by selling my good qualities.
But that's not true, because you're being deceitful. You said all
not
you
true.
Want is to be laid, but you're not going to be honest with her about that because you're selling her your good qualities.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not being dishonest.
Well, of course it is being dishonest. Do you want a relationship, or are you looking for just a roll in the hay?
Hey, well, look, it depends on the girl, honestly.
Okay.
But it's but the possibility.
You can't categorize all women based on one or two experiences you have.
But the possibilities of getting close to a woman with a kid lower if she has a kid, and it's not worthwhile because then you might end up paying for some other man's mistake or have to deal with the drama of the kid, and it's just not worth it for a single
Well, I'll just say this to you. Of course the chances are lower for you to get with a woman with children, because a woman with children should be home raising her children, not out on the street trying to sell herself to people like you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Women will accept a guy if they have the qualities that will attract them. So that is the currency of attraction.
That has nothing to do with selling yourself or being able to be
bought. It is. Because, you know, you wouldn't just go out with anybody. I mean, any woman in the chat room won't just, you know, get involved with any man. They
yeah,
have to
but
have...
it's not all about money, Louie. Sometimes it's about a spark. I know I want that spark. I'm not going to
people can have anything in the world, but
if that spark isn't there, and it doesn't necessarily mean because somebody's physically attractive. The spark is just there. And especially when you're awake and you know yourself, you're naturally attracted to people that you have maybe unfinished karmic business with, or people that you knew before, people that your soul is connected to. It's not all about looks and money and, you know, all the things you're trying to denigrate real love to. That's not real love, Louis.
Here, check this out. James Byrne says, and he's right. I'm probably using the wrong word. He says, perhaps you should use another word besides sell. I understand what you're trying to say. I also see the dating process like an interview. Some people are open and honest, while others lie through their teeth.
Yeah, so dump them. Leave them.
Okay, well, it's like an interview. It is like an interview. You're trying to sell.
It is kind of like an interview, I guess.
Okay,
there
you go.
Mean you shouldn't be yourself. I'm myself when I go in job interviews. I'm myself everywhere I am. You know? And so why are we so afraid to be ourselves? Why do we feel we need to be someone else or look like someone else, act like someone else, talk like someone else, drive a car
someone? Because that's how society is. You need to come correct. I mean, every guy knows in order
to... Okay, that's your society. That's not my society.
In order, every guy knows that in order to be attractive to a woman, you have to be in shape, you have to have your own apartment, a car...
Oh, come on!
And a good paying job. If you look like Quasimodo, you're broke and you're homeless, don't expect to be going out with some supermodel. It ain't gonna happen.
I don't really want to be talking about my personal life here, but who was the last guy I dated? Did he fit that description of persona at all, even remotely?
Well, again, you are the exception to the rule. You're not.
Okay.
You're the exception.
You've only dated women, so why don't you wait your turn? I'm not the only one. Christy,
you date. You're attracted to losers. That's the common denominator of the guys you dated. Psychopathic losers. That's not true.
A psychopath. He's not a psychopath.
Yeah. Okay, Christy. Come on. The dude.
He has a very good heart.
Bullshit.
Kind of afraid like you, afraid of emotion and feeling emotion because that's really scary.
Look, when I show the motion, and again, I've gotten the crap beat out of me. I've had some bad relationships where I've been the nice guy.
That's what we all do, because we're all in denial. We all run away. We don't want to feel it. We don't want to deal with ourselves, the things that, I mean, you know, it's so easy to blame the other person. That person did this, and that's why they set me off. Okay, I understand. It happens. We're human. We all get set off. Absolutely. But maybe it's time for us to ask ourselves, why does that bother me so much? Why do I feel that I have to run away? Don't you want to open your heart? I mean, you can keep suppressing it. You can keep pretending you don't have emotions. You can run away
because
every
it's
time
not,
you find a man
look,
or woman
as,
dreams,
a guy,
but you're,
as
I mean,
a guy,
you can't run
as a guy,
yourself.
It's not,
you're always
as a guy,
here,
as a guy.
And I'm suggesting you'll have a series or a succession of the exact same types of relationships until you get it right. And you know what, Louis, I'm speaking from experience too, but you know, your little 8 there, you can add a 0 or more behind that.
That's a lot of hard work.
That's right. So been there, done that, all right?
I mean,
let's just open up to truth and reality and define. Do we really want love? Do we just want acceptance? Do we just want comfort? Do we just want to roll in the hay? And it's okay to not even really know what you want. I don't know what I really want. I'll be the first to admit that. I think I do at times, and then that changes. And so I'm suggesting be open and allowing and accepting to that. But let's not blame one another.
Okay, well, the
everyone else or categorize an entire group or gender or religion or sex or whatever.
Again, this is all thing. This is
individually.
You're cutting in and out. All right. But I'm trying to say this is a common thing, though. This is, all guys discuss this amongst themselves, like, okay, well, this is what happens, this is how you got played, and by a woman, and you know, there are a lot of women out there that will take advantage of you, and you have to defend yourself, you have to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
And as a guy, I've learned through the school of hard knocks, getting my ass kicked, physically and mentally, you know, you just can't. You can't.
You're talking to. I'm still getting
again,
my ass kicked.
Again. You know, really, it's not all about you, Christy. Can't you see someone else's point of view?
Okay, you're obviously not getting it. It's not all about you.
Okay, you're cutting in and out.
Is not the entire shape of reality, and you can choose for it to shape your future reality, or you can break out of it and get honest.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just saying. You know, let me finish. Let me finish my point, and then you could talk for another 10 years. You have to defend yourself, because if you end up showing emotion, they know they got you by the balls. If you start saying baby I love you, they know, oh, now he's my bitch, he will do whatever I want, and that's when they start getting silly. You know.
Okay, and that's when you walk away. So just, I mean, you need to be open to that. Stay. If it's not, don't. There's no reason for anyone to stay in an abusive relationship of any kind.
No, there really isn't. But you start thinking.
Situations are occurring, walk away.
But you start thinking, you start going through an accounting in your head. It's like, oh, goodness, after all this time and money, you know, I spent on this chick, what do I have to show for it? And it is very disheartening when you come up with Cheerios.
I understand, and I totally feel what you're saying, but you're looking at it the view that these relationships are failures. And I would say all relationships are successes. The only time they're a failure is when you don't learn whatever lesson was to be learned during that relationship. So you could be like me and do it totally wrong and keep continuing, repeating the exact same mistakes, keep blaming the other gender, and keep running away and finding myself in the same spot. Or you cannot pull Christy and the other however many billions of us and try to break away from that, as we all do on our path. We've all made those same mistakes, Louie. We've all been in the same place as you. We've all been hurt. We've all been, you know, cheated on, lied to, etc. But if we hold on to it, that's what we're going to keep confronting until we're able to let it go. So why don't you focus on what you do want, not what you had? There's no future in the past, right? So stop blaming everyone or your ex or whoever for that relationship, and chalk it up, lesson learned, thank you very much, God. Now I'm ready to move on to something that which feeds my soul.
Yeah, but life is too short for that crap. You don't want to waste your time and end up with some dingbat, and, you know.
Excuses.
It's like a waste of time, you know. There's also the time and the sweat equity, and, you know, it's like. That's why guys.
Then be honest, you don't want a relationship. I'm giving you solutions here, and keep saying nah, that's a waste of time. So be honest, you don't want a relationship then, right?
It's all a waste of time. It's like, and really, nowadays with the laws and everything, getting into a serious relationship is just, there's no advantages to being in a serious relationship as a guy.
There are lots of barriers, but you're never going to have what you say you want if you keep focusing on that, because you're going to see it everywhere you go. Instead, why don't you, you know, set that aside for a minute. Leave that baggage behind. Just chuck it. And open your eyes to the possibilities. I mean, you keep saying, okay, well, I'm an exception to the rule. Your mother is an exception to the rule. Everyone else is an exception to the rule. Well, guess what? There's a lot more exceptions, okay? And maybe it's the majority. And we're just not seeing it right now because we don't believe it's possible. So open your eyes and refocus to these so-called exceptions that you acknowledge and realize that it is there. And wait.
I'm sorry, until you find it, if that's what you want. I really can't, because the tenets of time, like, are absolute. Yes, I see.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's... you win, Louie.
Thank
you're
you.
You're doomed. You're never going to have a loving, fulfilling relationship, and all
because
women
it doesn't
are,
exist.
Abusive,
it doesn't exist
and they
anymore.
All want you for
the
something.
New world order,
and...
the New World Order has destroyed it. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. The New
what
World Order has
doesn't exist.
Loving relationships do not exist for my generation. So,
oh,
there we go.
Come on. I understand that feeling. It feels that way. I feel that way. I feel like, why am I here? Just to be pounded upon and never have a loving... I understand that feeling, but it's not real. It's
hey, you know what? The thing is, the only love that is real in my life is the love of my family, and that's it. And really, I am beginning to come to realize that that's going to have to be enough, and, you know, if I just want to, you know, if you know, whenever I need to, you know, go number three, there's you know, there's services for that now, so. So,
okay.
Anyways, it's time for me to end the show. We already went 14 minutes on overtime. I'd like to thank Christy. I'd like to thank Fox, Narika, Vanilla, that chick that just defriended me on Facebook because she just heard me just bitch her out about having a kid. And I'd like to thank that chick for telling her that I don't date chicks with kids. So,
well, you should have said that from the start, if that's how you really feel.
I didn't know she had a kid until I checked her damn Facebook, and I was like, six-year-old daughter. Fuck!
So, I think that's really sad because you're focusing on the negativity,
yeah,
but not the joy that children can bring in your life.
Yeah,
and you know what?
No.
If you don't believe me, ask your mom or ask any babysitter or any other father.
Shit, my mom would be the first one to tell me, you see this gray hair? It's because of you. So yeah, there you go. Anyways, this has been a Crotch Out Radio Show saying mahalo.